USA Radio News.
I'm Robin Walensky.
If confirmed by the Senate, I will keep an open mind in every case, and I will always strive to preserve the Constitution of the United States and the American rule of law.
Judge Brett Kavanaugh from the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals is President Trump's pick to fill the open slot on the Supreme Court, to fill Justice Kennedy's seat now that he's retiring.
Justice Kennedy devoted his career to securing liberty. I am deeply honored to be nominated to fill his seat on the Supreme Court.
Kavanaugh, who went to Yale undergrad and Yale Law, is 53 years old, married with two daughters.
No president has ever consulted more widely or talked with more people from more backgrounds to seek input about a Supreme Court nomination.
This is USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon? Hiking to the top of a mountain? Or maybe surfing? What if I told you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
The country of Turkey firing more than 18,000 state employees because of alleged ties to terrorist organizations. More now from USA's Wendy King.
A list of individuals, including nearly 9,000 police officers, more than 6,000 military personnel, and about 1,000 employees from the Justice Ministry, was published in Turkey's official gazette, stating they were dismissed for their alleged links to organizations which act against national security. But no organizations were named in the emergency decree. But government authorities have targeted sympathizers of the Kurdistan Workers' Party. Turkey has fired more than 125,000 people since the failed coup, while also introducing emergency rule and placing restrictions on the media. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
And turning to your money now, the Dow Jones Industrial Average futures up 63 points, the NASDAQ futures up 13, and the S&P 500 up 3. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Starbucks in the news as the coffee company getting rid of plastic straws. Here's USA's Chris Barnes.
As restaurants are being urged to get rid of plastic straws and other plastic items because environmentalists say they never fully biodegrade and often end up in the ocean, the coffee house giant has announced it is going to phase out plastic straws at all of its locations by 2020, and it will eliminate more than a billion plastic straws a year in the process. To get rid of straws, Starbucks is getting away from the flat plastic lids it's long used on its drinks. Instead, it will use lids with a raised lid that people can drink from, lids that have been compared to an adult sippy cup. Now, Starbucks says it will still serve Frappuccino drinks with plastic lids, but they'll come with straws made of paper or plastic that can be composted. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Gas prices up a penny over the last week. USA Radio's John Clemens with details.
The biggest increases occurred in Delaware, where the price shot up 9 cents. Motors in Alabama, South Carolina, and in Mississippi enjoy the lowest prices at $2.53 a gallon. Patrick DeHaan of Gas Buddy tells us about last year.
The national average 1 year ago, $2.27 a gallon. That sounds like a terrific bargain. Americans shelling out about $1 billion every 4 days more than what they spent a year ago. Prices remain down 8 cents a gallon nationally versus a month ago.
And I'm Robin Walensky. You're listening to USA Radio News.